How many people go to the hospital? You go in and try to pray for them, tell them you repent of your sins, get rid of that unforgiveness toward John Doe or whatever. No, I ain't going to forgive him. Never. You can't get that man healed. I don't care what you do. He's going to die. Ain't no doctor can heal that man with that unforgiveness in his life. That man is, or woman is under a tormenting spirit from God. And until they get that sin repented of, as long as the sin remains, the curse remains. Isn't that something? Whenever you take the sin and you repent of the sin, the curse is gone. Now you can pray for somebody and get them healed. Now, we'll have to say that gentleman that we were in Florida last week, he also has had a healing ministry since 1970. He's 80 years old. Just had his 80th birthday. And he told me, he said, when I learned the principles that you teach about forgiveness and then pray for the sick, he said, I have seen my healing ministry go through the roof since I learned that principle. He said, I got a few people healed before, but now that I've learned that, he said, man, I never pray for nobody until I get their sins repented of, all the unforgiveness. And he said, now then, when I pray for them, I have just seen multitudes of people get healed. See, he's no respecter of persons. The word is the same everywhere, isn't it?
Yes.
Whether it's here, Florida, wherever it is. Okay, let's go to the next couple. A person with good sense is respected. There's only one problem. There's not a whole lot of them out there with good sense. Is there? Now, who should it be that really has good sense?
The godly.
That's exactly right. A person with good sense is respected. A treacherous person walks a rocky road. There's a whole lot more in that than you see. If you're even a Christian and you're a treacherous person, your road is not going to be smooth. When I think about walking a rocky road, my honey bunny got out of the car the other night out there with a set of high heels on coming from church. And, of course, at the ministry center, I don't have a pay parking lot. It has rock on it. And you ought to seen her fall against the side of the car when she stepped in one of them rocks with them little tiny spike heels. That didn't hold her up, and she fell over crunch. And I had to go get her and help her to the house. Let me tell you, how would you like to have to walk down that road without some help for miles every day? Now, you don't think you'd like to walk that road. Now, you could put a pair of tennis shoes on and be a little bit more comfortable, but not a pair of 2 or 3 inch heels. Be kind of hard to walk on that rocky road. And that's what it's equivalent to. A treacherous person is walking like that through life. And you'll twist your ankle and you'll fall and hurt yourself and everything else. And that's what's going to happen to you because you're walking that rocky road. Because you're treacherous. You're opening the door to the devil and his demons. Wise people, again, this should be Christians. Wise people think before they act. Now, how many of us do that? How many of us act and then think? Or maybe some of us act and don't never think. You ever been guilty of that?
Yes,
me too. You know, I've been guilty of that. But God says if we're wise, well, if we act before we think and we don't have the wisdom, then where are we going to get the wisdom? Where do we get it? From God. Ask God for wisdom and He'll give it to you. So you can't get wisdom without asking God, right? People that don't ever read the book, that say they're Christians, don't really have a clue what they're missing, do they, Deborah? Life becomes fun when you begin to understand the book, doesn't it? A lot more fun. A lot more fun. You don't let the little things of the world bother you like you used to, do you, girl? Absolutely not. Changes your life forever. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't even brag about it. Oh, fools don't. And even brag about it. Right. That's what that says. Yeah. Wise people think before they act, but fools don't. And even brag about it. Isn't that amazing? Next couple. an unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble. Stumbles into trouble. An unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble. I think he's tripped up by the devil. That's why he stumbles. Because the Lord says in His Word that if we're walking holy in obedience to His Word, we shall never stumble. Amen. We shall never fall. We shall never break a bone. Isn't that something? All those promises are made to us, the godly. But He says an unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble, but a reliable messenger brings healing. A reliable messenger brings healing. How many reliable messengers should we have in the church that bring healing to the body of people? Everybody in the church ought to be a reliable messenger to bring healing to the lost world. We can't even get the church healed. The church is sick and afflicted. That's primarily who we witnessed and ministered to is the church. The church should be ministering to the lost world. Amen. We should be going out and getting the lost world healed. Amen. But we're not doing a very good job of it. If you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you ignore criticism. Some people say, how about constructive criticism? Well, that's the only kind of criticism we should give. You know, if you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept criticism, you will be honored. Now then, you need to know who the criticism is coming from. You need to know where they're walking. You know, I had a lot of criticism when I was in church, the church I was raised up in, about what I teach. But what I was teaching was God's Word. So the criticism I got wasn't good criticism. It was negative criticism. I didn't receive it. Aren't you glad?
I am very glad.
Dave is very glad. He got healed because of my teaching. But many of you have. And I'm grateful to God. I mean, we're really grateful to God for all these wonderful things He does. Now then, let's go to the we got a few minutes. Let's go a couple more. It is pleasant to see dreams come true. And that is true. You know, dreams, we can actually have dreams, or we can just, you know, have our own dreams. There's many ways to look at this. It is pleasant to see dreams come true. But fools will not turn from evil to obtain them. So that means if you're going to walk with God and you're going to be blessed, you're going to have to turn from evil or your dreams are not going to come true. But if you turn from your evil ways and walk with Him, then your dreams can come true. You know? But that's why so many people don't ever see their dreams come true, because those little besetting sins that Paul talks about. But Thurman, this little tiny sin over here, God, I mean, you know, this sin is so little that surely it wouldn't offend God. I mean, you know, I'm a traveling guy, and, you know, I travel a whole lot, and I'm away from home a month at a time. Surely God wouldn't mind if I run around with just at least one or two girls a month while I'm out of town. I mean, you know, He wouldn't mind, would He? And your wife, you know, she wouldn't mind. Isn't it amazing? I traveled in the business world for years with men. I heard this kind of nonsense. I heard it. I saw it. I saw men run around on their wives, go out, pick up some girl on the street, go take her somewhere. A prostitute. Who knows how many thousand guys she had been to bed with in her life? Who knows what diseases she had? And he's going to pick that girl up and go home? And he's got a wife at home? They have children. He's an idiot. Absolutely an idiot. But they're doing it all the time. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools will not turn from evil to obtain them. Those people that live in the world in those sins are going to die early, as a rule. Many of them. Whoever walks with the wise will become wise. I know the most wise man in the world, and I walk with him every day. You know who he is, don't you, Benjamin? You met the king too, didn't you? Whoever walks with the wise will become wise. When I walk with God in this book, I think about Dave as I see him many times, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever. He's walking down the road. I don't know how many Bibles he's wore out since he's been out the ministry center. But I mean, they're just in pieces, so many of them. He walks up and down the road, and he's with the wisest man in the world as he walks down that road. He's got God in his hands in that book. And he's reading that book, studying about God. And he's becoming a wise man. And he's able to give great counsel to people. And he gets lots of people's lives set free. He was never trained in psychology. He was never trained how to meet people's needs from the business world. But he's learned how to meet their need from that book. And when he gives them counsel from that book, it changes their lives forever. Amen. But hey, whoever walks with the wise. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's only one wise. And that's Jesus. I mean, the wise one. And if he is the wise one, if you walk with him and study with him, you will become just like Jesus. Amen. And that should be every one of our goals. Every one of us as Christians. Whoever walks with fools will suffer harm. I don't want to spend much time with those guys. Do you?
No, sir.
Nope. I really don't want to spend much time. If a man's not in church, if he's not in the Word, I don't want to be around him much. I may have to be around him a little once in a while. But if you're not in that Word, and what's coming out of your mouth is not glorifying my Lord, then I'm going to spend very little time with you. You know? I'll be nice to you. But if you really want to get close to me and spend much time with me, you're going to be in that book and you're going to be walking like Jesus, or I ain't interested in being with you very much.
Amen.
You know. Now that's what ruins people. They spend too much time with a fool.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.